Okay, so maybe, again, it wasn't the best idea I'd ever had.
Stick with me!
Through the giant's legs I ran, skidding through the blasted rock and vaulting over a downed block. My feet hit the ground on the other side, and the rib that had been knocking on my lung slid through it. Sharp, piercing pain rocketed through me, and I clutched my chest, still managing to get around the broken entryway before flattening myself against the outside wall of the castle. Now the giant stood between us and the red caps, giving us time to regroup. Pamela and Liam plastered themselves next to me. Liam smiled over at me.
Out of sight, out of mind. Too bad it isn't always that easy.
I couldn't smile back, just slid to the ground, blood bubbling up to coat my tongue. I swallowed the coppery flavor back, knowing that if they saw it, they would panic. And while it was bad, I would survive. It just hurt like a son of a bitch to breathe. Or move. Or blink.
Riley bleeding.
I'm fine. The sounds of death and destruction rolled out of the castle around us. The giant was cleaning house, as I'd hoped.
Riley, open your eyes.
I wondered when I had closed them.
Ribs should only be outside of lungs.
His hands hovered over me.
I can carry her, if you can clear the way.
I started to protest that I could walk. With each breath, the rib pushed further in, and it felt like it was aiming for my heart, the traitorous little bastard. It didn't matter how tough of a supernatural you were. Heart shots tended to be deal breakers, and I was no exception to that rule.
Alex helps.
Yes, Alex. You guard Pamela against anything that shows up.
My eyelids fluttered. The pain and lack of oxygen was beyond mind-numbing.
Pamela, you take Riley to the dungeons. Just keep heading down.
I wanted to protest, pointing out that the exit in the dungeons would take us to New Mexico, not North Dakota. Why would we be going to New Mexico?
Oh, I can't lift her!
I did open my eyes then. This was one of those rare times that my immunity was a real bitch, and peeling it back over my whole body? Well, I didn't think I could do that. Liam's arms went around me, and I had to bite back a whimper as he lifted me up, doing his best not to jostle my body.
Riley.
Liam brought his face close to mine so I could clearly see his pale gold eyes.
We have to turn back. We need to get you help.
We do that, and whoever is doing this will have time to plan something new to stop us. We don't have a choice. We can't go back.
He let out a breath, his nostrils flaring.
That means you're up to bat, Pamela.
I can do this.
There was a movement to my left, and then her hand curled around mine, giving it a quick squeeze.
You have to, or Riley is going to die, and there's a good chance we'll follow her.